Thank you for holding. Is this Carrie?
Yes.
Hi, Carrie. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a busy day today, but I guess it's a good problem to have. I understand you were speaking with Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and some details with you. But did you have any questions like about the listing on Google or how the placement works?
No, I kind of know about it, but I'm more just looking to see what the cost is because we are a smaller company.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you used to be under Faithful Exteriors LLC? Is that the parent company?
We are. Okay, so our main company is Faithful Exteriors, and we're branched underneath that as Faithful Gutters and Roofing, Roost Restored, and Specialty Gutter Solutions.
Okay, so there's four different business names under that main business, Faithful Exteriors. Gotcha. Okay, yeah, because I kept seeing a lot of discrepancies were popping up here on your Google business profile, and I'm just trying to make sure that this is right, because when you have the same name, address, or phone number affiliated, or if it's different, right, you have different names, same phone number, same address, the AI portion of Google, it kind of sets off some red flags, and they're like, verify, you know, or else we don't know if they're giving people the real information, and they kind of suspend the listings. So I'm just trying to make sure.
Gotcha.
Because I'm seeing some addresses out of 70401, and then I'm seeing this address here, 70462 in the zip code. And this is a...
Yeah, we're at 70462.
462?
Yes.
32146 Main Street?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they got a lot of different ones floating around.
Yeah, we've only been in this location for 8 months or so. We were in Hammond.
Oh. Well, I have the same address, though, for a Google business profile for Specialty Gutter Solutions, LLC.
Yeah, we own that company.
Okay. So.
So it functions out of the same place. Yeah.
Gotcha. Who's doing the Google advertising for you guys? Or, like, the Google business profile, I mean?
We have someone working on it right now, but it really hasn't been
Well, I know it's not going to generate a lot of traffic because the way it's set up, I mean, they're able to look you guys up, but they're not going to be able to find you when they look up, like, gutters or roofing just because of those discrepancies. You know, you're getting guys like Pelican Roofing Company and 225 Roofers LLC that are going to show up because they have the verification process done and the optimization done. I mean, just to shoot you straight on it, to even get you the same kind of campaign that they're on, that's Google guaranteed. You know, it's $250 just to do the background check and get through that process and then clear all your discrepancies. It's going to take like 2 to 3 weeks just to get through the background check. And then Google has the pay-per-lead after that for gutters and roofing. And the leads range from $35 to $50 each. But they do transfer them with the customer live on the line. I know that's a good way to generate consistent job opportunities. That's how Pelican and 225 Roofers are getting their leads.
Yeah, and see, Faithful Gutters has been in business for 24 years, and we're more word of mouth. We stay
busy
with word.
Yeah, the reputation's not a question at all. I know that if we could take that reputation, though, and put it up there when people are looking for what you do, that'll get you the results that you were talking about. Like, oh, you're not seeing a lot of results from Google. It's like, if you're on the first page, you know, compared to the other companies out there that don't have the reviews but are getting the calls, you know, you guys would be fine. It's just one thing. It's not that they're better than you.
Yeah.
They just have their marketing done. So they're showing and they're getting the recommendation to the community.
Gotcha.
kind of a crappy situation. Like, those should be your clients, but they're just, this isn't done, so they're not seeing you. They're
yeah.
only going to go with what they can see as an option.
Gotcha.
You don't have to do Google Guaranteed, though. I mean, we do have a local listing you can do on a month-to-month basis. That's what Tara was originally calling you about. That one's $249 month-to-month. You don't have to do any kind of pay-per-lead. It's just a flat rate. We keep you up there consistently for your keywords.
Okay. So that's just to keep you pretty much up top.
But that's going to be a 40-mile radius around 32146 Main Street.
Okay.
So if you're okay with that service area and then 15 keywords, it'd be $249 month to month. But if you want a bigger service area or you want, you know, more of a guarantee, which would be Google Guarantee, then, you know, you're going to need to do Google Guarantee. It's the only way you could show further than 40 miles is if you wanted to do Google Ads or Google Guarantee.
Okay. Okay, so I usually get this information and then I will talk with my my boss. He's the owner. I'm the COO, but I usually come to him if I find stuff that, you know, I want to potentially do. So, I would have
listing,
to talk with him.
We can only put you up there when there's a spot available. So if you wanted to do the local listing at $249 month to month, we'd have to get that set up today. But if you want to do Google Guarantee, then that one, you guys already have the reviews. We just got to put you through the background screening for the $250, and then it's pay-per-lead after that. We could do that anytime. You guys have already built up the reputation, so I'm sure they'll have no problem getting you guys the Google Guarantee badge and putting you up there.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is he's actually out of town right now, but I can get in touch with him and, you know, ask him if he wants to move forward with the local listing for now, or, you know, if he wants to work on the Google Guaranteed, how can I get back in touch with you?
I could send you my direct number and extension. I know the local listing, though, we're probably going to fill it pretty quickly. Like, once I hang up with you, Tara, and my reps will send the next pre-screen guy off the qualified candidates list for this area.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working on it. That's what we've been working on for the last, like, 40 minutes since we got in today. Like I said,
well, I'll know what answer pretty soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, actually, is there any way maybe you can give them a call? That way they don't send me another call in the meantime?
Let me see. It's hard because I'm in.
It's worth a try. Like, these local listings really do go by fast, especially when you're in roofing and gutters. Like, the roofing category or anything in that industry or market, they go fast. Just because the ROI is so high for you guys. Like, one roof pays for the marketing for the whole year, so they're usually yeah. But it's the hard part's the availability, not so much the cost to them.
Yeah. Okay, hold on one second. Let me see if I can get on the phone with him.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Gary, I'm still with you.
Hey. Yeah. Okay, so a couple questions.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
No, I talked with them.
Oh, okay.
So a couple questions was, is there a contract with the local listing?
No, it's month to month, so you're not binded to any kind of contract, but we do send everything in writing. So we have documented everything we're doing for you and an invoice receipt, so you could write it off.
Okay. And also the keywords, are we able to pick what the keywords are, or what are the keywords that are going to be?
Yeah. So every client that signs up with our company, they go into a client interview. I'll schedule that with you. And in the client interview, they'll have recommendations, but you guys have final say on everything. Like if you go into the interview and you're just like, hey, we want to show for this, 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 and this, they'll take that and they'll run with it. You know, at the end of the day, it's your business. So you have final say on what you're listed for and what kind of people are finding you and going to be able to contact you from the placement.
Okay. So it's $249 a month, month to month, 15 keywords. That's a 40-mile radius.
Correct.
Okay. So, okay, we want to move forward with it.
Okay. So let me create
And then we do want to look at, I don't know, like we want to do this first and then look at the Google Guaranteed at some point, but we want to go ahead and do this.
Yeah. I mean, the Google Guaranteed, if you wanted to get them both going at the same time, which I would recommend, usually what I do for most people is I say, hey, run the local listing for like a month or two so we could build up their reviews before we put them in the Google Guarantee. You guys already have the reviews, Carrie. And I know like 100%, like if you just fill out the application, they'll push you guys through that background screening just on like your reputation alone. Like they already have a history of clients putting reviews on you guys. They know you're a legitimate business.
Mm-hmm.
So in your situation, I would recommend getting them both going because it's going to take like 2 to 3 weeks just to get through the Google Guarantee background screening and then getting listed, you know? But
okay, so
Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. The Google Guaranteed, it's the $250 for the background check and
that's all you pay today.
The list.
Yeah. So all you pay today
is
$250 for the background screening. And then they won't launch the campaign until you pass the background screening. At that time, they're going to have an appointment with you, and then they'll give you the exact numbers for the pay-per-lead. I can get you, like, an estimate here. I know they were saying 35 to 50 per lead, but let me get you per lead. Hold on a second.
And is that a monthly thing too,
no,
or just you pay per lead?
Yeah, it's pay per lead. So what you do is like you'll set aside a budget. Like let's say you wanted a 15 lead budget for $50 a lead, right? Or 35 a lead.
Yes.
Yeah. So they'll take that balance and then let's say that month you only used 7 leads. Or you only took 7 of them because that's all you guys can handle, right? Or like 4.
Yeah.
So it'll roll over to the next month. They won't charge you again until you've exhausted that full 15 leads, and then you have to agree to renew. It's not something that's set up to automatically bill.
Okay, and the only reason I ask is we've done some lead ones that were crap, and we got very royally messed over and paid a lot of money for leads that were nothing. Like, we couldn't even get in touch with the people most of the time to schedule an appointment, and they would not refund us.
Yeah, so that's the thing with Google. That's why they created Google Guarantee, is because when we started questioning why people signed up for those services, they just said that they wanted, like, a tangible lead. So Google created this product about a year and a half ago, and it's the most advanced form of marketing to date. They actually pre-screen the client, and then they hand them off to you as a live call. So you have an agent with Google that's actually sitting in on those calls and listening to those calls, and you don't get charged or deducted from your balance unless you set an appointment. So unless you, like, literally say, hey, okay, we're going to come out there on this time, and we're going to give you a quote, and we're going to meet with you. They're not going to charge you the lead fee. So it's basically like you guys are getting appointments or bids, not necessarily just a lead that's sent to you and then you have to call them and try to make it work. Because if you don't set an appointment with them, then they just connect them to another Google Guarantee agent that will take it while they have them live. That's part of their guarantee, is that they'll guarantee that they'll find them a provider to help with their project.
And is it one of those things where you kind of fall in line where like a lead comes in? Are they specifically searching our company, or is it like for the keyword?
Yeah, they still have to search the keyword and then place the call, because Google is giving them $2,000 insurance for the lifetime of the work if they go with that agent. So they incentivize mm-hmm. them to go with the guys in Google Guarantee. And they're also telling them
okay.
to background check them. They know they're good people, right? So they tend to
gotcha.
Lean towards that. They want that insurance. So they're trusting the Google agent to find them somebody to help with their roof or their gutters.
Okay. I got you. Okay, well, let's do that. We'll move forward with the local listing and go ahead and work on the Google Guaranteed.
Okay. And so I have the quote here. They're saying Google Guaranteed is $29 to $44 per lead for roofing leads. Okay. Same thing. We can list you for multiple different keywords, but that's for the roofing. So I would expect about $44 just to be on the high side. And then they're going to ask
mm-hmm.
for a minimum 13 lead balance to start. But that's probably like 2 or 3 months or 2 or 3 weeks away before you'll be asked to pay that. We got to get you through the background screening first. So
yeah.
All right.
I got you.
Create the account. What's your last name, Carrie?
Hamlet, H-A-M-L-E-T.
Okay. And what's the business email address where I could send everything in writing?
That would be, let's send it to, do billing, B-I-L-L-I-N-G, at faithfulgutters.com.
Okay.
That'll go to the owner as well, so he'll be able to see it.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and this is all write off for you guys too as a business expense, so you'll be able to get it back that way at the
yeah.
end of the year. And then the street address is the same. I know we're going to have to do verification on that. Where did it go? I just had it. I'd already been requesting it. Hold on, let me pull it up. Okay. Okay, I got so many windows open. Okay, and then this, while I'm pulling that up, this phone number is the best for us and your clients to reach you?
Yes.
Okay.
And the Google Guaranteed, once we pass the background check and get guaranteed, does we always stay guaranteed, or do
exactly.
we have to?
Exactly.
Okay.
You'll always stay guaranteed. That's huge, too, because that's like Google's
yeah.
advanced form of verification. They know that, like, there's not felons coming out to their home, like, you know? Especially a family.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gives them that extra security blanket. And then also Google backing it. So it's like we're already checking to make sure you guys have all the proper paperwork, license, insurance, business registration. But even Google's telling them,
mm-hmm.
you know, we'll cover if something happens since we're referring them. So it gives them like
yeah.
triple coverage.
Okay.
32146 Main Street in Springfield. Is that the right address?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that is where the warehouse is. We don't get mail here or anything because it's on like a main street and they don't give mail to here, so I don't know if that matters, but this is where
yeah,
like our trailers are parked.
Yeah,
yeah.
You guys, I mean, honestly, you shouldn't have to with all the reviews and everything. If we were just like, if you had zero, like we were 100% starting your Google business profile from scratch today, it would be another story. But
mm-hmm.
the stuff that
okay.
you guys have built over time, you know, Google wants a contractor like you guys up there. They tell us to look for you companies like yours rather than like some random fly-by-night just started company, because you have a track record.
Yeah.
It's just not being top recommended.
Yeah, and we've had a lot of, we had somebody that was working on our Google listing a while back, and they messed it up so bad. We lost all our reviews at some point. We had to request them back because they changed our names, and it was, it was a nightmare. So
yeah.
We've been very lenient on even touching anything at this
point.
Yeah,
like,
because it dropped us off for a while.
Yeah.
It showed no reviews, and we're like, yeah, it was rough for a couple
yeah.
months there.
I know, I've had to do that before. I had a client who had, like, we were, I don't know what he was thinking, or maybe, I don't know if he added another company or he did it himself, but he ended up having two, and his account was suspended, and then we had like filed for the unsuspension with him, and then they Google headquarters, like right across the street from us, they had removed the one with like 78 reviews or something like that. It was almost 80 reviews, and the one that had one, they'd left because they assumed that.
That sounds exactly what happened to us.
Yeah, it was a circus. So I had to jump in there, like phone call after phone call. I probably spent like 4 hours just helping them, and then
that sounds like us.
Yeah,
that's pretty much exactly what happened to us.
Yeah, it doesn't go into the abyss because Google has verified.
Yeah, because we've always been Faithful Gutters. Like that was the company for 25 years, and we added the roofing, and then we bought the two companies. So they decided, let's make one main branch of Faithful Exteriors. Well, when they did that, it took all our reviews that Faithful Gutters had. And it's like, oh, God, like, that's, like, 20 years of reviews. Like, what the heck? So it was, that was a rough time. But we finally got it where it looks like it's good. But, it about killed our owner. He's like, what the heck happened?
Yeah.
Where's all my reviews?
Yeah. You want to bring a man to tears. That's one way to do it.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. He was not happy.
Yeah. That's not something you want to play with. Okay.
No. So
I have the account. I attached the website to this Google Business profile. It's already there. I'm pretty much just going to – I don't want to change anything on that current business profile, so I'm just pushing through everything with what's on there, like the 7 to 6, Monday through Saturday, Sunday closed. Same address. Do you want me to hide the address online?
You don't have to. I mean, it's okay. We've had people, like, that show up here just to come in person to see that we're legit, so we don't mind. Sometimes somebody's up here.
Okay. And then just to confirm, so 70462... I know they said 13 leads, and then you're going to be in the roofing category. This is just to give you an estimate for the budget. Like I said, you don't have to pay this today, but I want to give you an idea on what to expect. PQR, where's the roofer? There it is. Okay, boom. Estimated budget for 13. Okay, so they're saying for 13 is going to be the minimum for your category. On the high end, it's $650. So you should be looking at about $650. Okay. And that'll give you a balance of 13. So if you guys are taking like one new roof job a week, you know, that's going to last you like 3 months.
Is it cheaper for, for gutters?
Yeah. So gutters is just in that category. That's why they say in the roofing category, like sometimes they're as low as this or as high as this. That's why I'm just giving you like, okay, let's go with the high
number.
Yeah,
that's like...
Yeah, because then it's...
Yeah,
like,
I gotcha.
Yeah, I'd rather be safe than sorry.
Yeah, definitely.
Over-promise, under-deliver, they say. That's how you build...
Yeah, we've had that happen a few times.
Yeah, it's like it's better to say, oh, it's actually cheaper than we thought than to say, oh, it's we need more money, you know? Yeah, that's a headache.
Yeah, my boss likes to know the highest number, what it could be, and that's what numbers I like to bring to him before.
No, I'm just
yeah. Well, he told me, he's like, when I called him, he's like, I trust you. He said, if you think it's a good idea, let's do it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you're in good hands. And the cool thing about our company as a Google partner, we've been in business for 21 years, and it's like all of our clients are month to month. So in order for us to get paid, we got to make sure it works, you know? So you have a team of people that's in there with you. We're not just like, here you go. Good luck, Carrie. You know, you have backup. All right. So do you spell your first name Carrie?
Yep.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure there wasn't
a good guess.
Well, Tara guessed it. So the first rep.
Oh, look at that. Most people, they have way too many ways to spell it.
Yeah, there's so many different ones out there. I know my son is Kyrie, and it's K-Y-R-E-E. Everybody messes it up. Like, E-E, why'd you do that? Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, like my mom was Christy Lee. I wanted him to have something similar to her. So, Yeah, she passed away when I was a kiddo. Okay, so let me create this profile for you first before I gather any kind of billing, and then I gotta schedule a interview. The interviews, I believe, will be both at once, so that way we don't have to drive you crazy.
All right.
Yeah, let me just make sure I get you the right client interview tech. What do you think would be the best time to sit down with you and do the customization of the local listing and the Google Guarantee?
Like sometime today?
Yeah, we could do it today.
Or
usually they do like same day or next day, but as long as we give them a couple hours just to do their research and have some recommendations ready for you, that's
yeah. Let's see. I have a lunch at 11:30, so let's say maybe like 2. Would that work?
That would work.
Did I lose you?
No, you're still with me. I'm just looking at this thing.
Sorry.
I got like 10 windows opened up.
Either around 2 or 3 or tomorrow after I have a meeting till about 12:15. So tomorrow anytime 1 o'clock or later.
Okay, I'm going to shoot for tomorrow because okay. 2 to 3 your time is 12 to 1 our time, and that's when the client interview techs take their lunch.
Okay. Not a problem, but I definitely need to get it done because I am going out of town, and I will be out of town next week. So
next week
they'll
have
to deal
100% gonna get
with
it done before
somebody else.
The weekend too. Yeah, because we want to make sure that – because we can still work on it over the weekend, but we want to make sure like we get this rolling as soon as possible, especially it being a month-to-month service. Like, we don't want to waste a day, honestly. We want to try to get you guys results as quickly as possible so when the next bill rolls around, we could – tell your boss, like, hey, we brought in money. We're not just, here collecting.
That's what he likes to see. So
that's always my model. I always tell our employees, like, if you're bringing in more than you're taking out, you're fine. You don't have to worry about your job.
Yeah, and he's not too stingy on it. Like, he's like, if that's what we got to spend to make money, then do it. But we've done it and invested a lot of money in a couple companies that did not provide anything. And we lost all that money.
No, you guys are on an ideal package here. So you're getting Google Guarantee, you're getting a local listing, and then you're also – there's $100 that's going to be allotted into Facebook ads each month. So – we'll have multiple ways of generating leads for you. If we can't get you.
Yeah, we run.
Nobody can.
Yeah, we run a few Facebook ads, especially when they have storms and stuff. Well, I'll lose some stuff and run it, and but other than that, I mean, we're pretty much like a 2-man show over here. So.
Okay. So you're gonna love this.
It's all on me.
Here, I'm gonna send you this right. Let's go ahead and secure the first month's payment, and then it's going to automatically send you username and password for a tracking system. We have an app I want you to download, and if it's just you and him, that app, Carrie, is going to make your life so much easier because everything's in there. It's just like one centralized hub for you to be able to oversee all of it. You'll be able to see, like, your budget for the Google Guarantee, your local listings, how they're showing, the Facebook ads, how they're running, and all your leads will be, like, kept in that one little central hub there. You guys could also request reviews there so you can keep building the reviews. It's going to be a lifesaver. It'll make your job so much easier
awesome.
To be able to oversee it all.
Yeah.
But in terms of securing the first month's payment, how did you want to do that?
Probably the business credit card.
Okay, go ahead and grab that. Got your client interview locked in 1 to 2 tomorrow. I'm going to send you the calendar invitation to this via the billing at faithfulgutters.com, and then it's going to text you automatically 1 hour before the appointment.
Okay.
Okay.
And is that going to be like a Zoom or just a call?
It'll just be a phone call to this line, the 985-542-1646. The only time we'll have to do the video call is if they say, hey, you know, all these different business names with the same address, can we get her on the line or get him on the line to verify? And that would be the only time. But we'll let you know way ahead of time. We're not going to call you when you just woke up.
Yeah.
Hey, bedhead. Yeah. Can you verify this? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give you a heads up. But that does happen. I've had clients where they have discrepancies with their address, and we have to get on a video call with them and verify over the phone with Google.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see if it's gonna go. Because I did it through billing. I'll just add it. Nope, there we go. So what is Local Splash?
Local Splash, we're a premier Google partner.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we're right next to the Google headquarters here in Southern California.
Gotcha.
That's us. Google doesn't actually call you and host the ads. We do.
Okay.
Okay, and then so the exact payment today is going to be $499. It's going to be $250 for the LSA application and then $249 for the local listing combined. And then reoccurring monthly on the 10th is just going to be the $249. And then obviously when you pass your background screening, they'll deduct the $650 balance for the 13 leads. And then as I explained to you earlier, Google Guarantee is not pay per month. It's a pay per lead service. So that balance will continue until you exhaust the full 13.
Gotcha. And then after we do the 13, like,
You could start getting calls right away. The main thing is the background screening. Actually, once you pass your background screening, you'll be able to find yourself already in the Google Guarantee, but the leads are pre-screened, so you won't get leads until you put a balance in there. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Yeah. So as far as the local listing, when does that become active?
That one will be pretty quick. With you guys, it's going to be pretty easy because of your reviews and reputation already. It's just a matter of verifying the listing and then getting through the client interview so we know what you want to be listed for, and then we can go ahead and do the optimization.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it should be quick turnaround. And Facebook's really fast, too. Facebook only takes like 2 to 3 days for you to start getting calls from.
Okay.
I'm ready for you.
Okay, it's a MasterCard.
Okay, and it has a business name, right? Or does it just say Carrie Hamlet?
No, it has a business name, Faithful Gutters.
Okay, perfect. And then the billing address is the same as the street address, 32146 Main?
It is, no, it's going to be the mailing, the one that we mail to you.
Okay, I'm ready for you. What's the name?
It'll be the same zip code. I don't know if that matters, but it's going to be 24171.
Okay.
Coates, Coats Road, Greenfield, Louisiana 70462.
Okay, I got it. Yeah, all this stuff matters. If one of them's off, the merchant processing will decline it. I think it's like not real. All right, and then you said the MasterCard.
Yes.
Okay. Should start with a 5 if you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Yep. It's 5528.
5528.
6957.
6957.
1042.
1042.
3970.
3970. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0628.
0628. And then 3-digit code on the back.
213.
Okay, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification just as added protection for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Give me 1 second. I got to turn on the recording.
All right.
Okay, so you're on a recorded line here, Carrie. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Faithful Gutters and Roofing.
Thank you. And you want the business name to appear as Faithful Gutters and Roofing?
Yes.
Okay. I need to adjust that because I just had it under Faithful Gutters. So let me adjust. Give me
one moment.
Okay. And is it LLC or incorporated?
LLC.
Okay. And do you use the asterisk sign for the and?
Yes.
Okay. Faithful Gutters and Roofing. Yeah, it looks nice like that. LLC. Okay, let me update. That's exactly why we do this. And you said the card only says Faithful Gutters, though.
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure there's no discrepancies there. Okay. And then can you please state your name and title within the company?
Barry Hamlet, COO.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the local listings for 2 months when you first sign up with us, but it's month to month, no contract. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's April 10th, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $499. However, this is for a local listing plus the LSA or Google Guarantee application fee of $250. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 10th day at $249 for your local listing. And then the pay-per-lead for Google Guarantee budget is renewed as needed. Okay. It says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you ever do decide to discontinue our services, just let us know before the next bill is due or like before the 10th day of the month so we can stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Are you getting blown up with text messages?
Getting emails.
Okay. Yeah, both of them. Okay.
I haven't even looked at the text. Oh, yeah, I see your text messages now.
Yeah, so it looks like your username and is your phone number, and then the password is fun search. Like I said, definitely recommend getting the app. I'm sorry, I was, like, reading this. It also has, like, the Google Guarantee campaign begins. It was just sent to you. That's going to be for your Google Guarantee application. So you're going to want to fill that out as well. Looks like it's emailed. And then there's a full outline of the agreement in writing in your text and email. And the Google Business Profile verification, that one's going to be easy. We just have to reconfirm your verification. So I'm more concerned about just the application for Google Guarantee and then becoming familiar with the tracking system and app and then signing the service agreement for everything that we're doing for you. That's basically like your homework right there. Okay.
Okay.
And then we got the client interview locked in. So the client interview is locked in for tomorrow between 1 and 2. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. We also have 24/7 customer service. So if you feel stuck on anything, just call in, okay? We have a whole team of people. I mean, I got 75-year-old guys. We've walked through it. So you're going to be fine. But I like to make sure that you know you're supported and you're not alone. So if you run into anything, just reach out.
Gotcha.
Okay, here it comes. Pretty much the same as all the phone numbers that are on our text and emails and like where you're receiving the text from. You just have to hit 544 if you want to call me directly.
Okay.
Oh, it looks like I sent it to you actually at the beginning of the call too, like 30-something minutes ago. Okay.
Yep. So Got it.
Okay. Looks like we're good. Let me just triple check everything. Okay. LSA application. Good. Local bundle plus Facebook ads upgrade. Good. Okay. And then you're locked in at the $249. Okay. Client interview.
o'clock tomorrow, Friday the 11th. Okay, good. All right, and then I got to pull the Google Analytics for you guys. Okay, so I'm going to get to work on that right now. Have some keyword recommendations ready for you guys for tomorrow. But that concludes our initial setup process. So officially, Carrie, I want to thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Again, 10 out of 10 recommend you download our app. It's going to make your life a lot easier. But, again, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, don't hesitate to call. Enjoy the rest of your day. And then look out for our phone call. I got you set up for tomorrow between 1 and 2 o'clock.
Alrighty, sounds good.
All right. Did you have any questions, comments, or concerns for me before we go?
I'm just filling out this real quick. It's just a little question. But I'm filling out this Google Guaranteed application form. And where it says what year this business was established, you want me to do the new one or where he has been established for...
Faithful Gutters and Roofing.
Yeah, so Faithful Gutters was established in 2001. Faithful Gutters and Roofing.
Yeah, do it based off of the parent company, Faithful Exteriors LLC. When was that started?
Okay.
Yeah.
2024.
Oh, wow. Okay, that was the parent company was started later? Okay, which one is got the 20-something years?
That is just Faithful Gutters.
Faithful Gutters. Okay. And that's what we have on the invoice for the billing, too.
So,
I would go with that. And then I've already opted for the NAP, or the name, address, phone number cleanup and match, so that way there's no discrepancies there. So they'll be able to piece it together that it's Faithful Gutters, but it's going to be listed as Faithful Gutters and Roofing LLC.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry. It says about our insurance. So we are actually signing a new insurance policy tomorrow. It expires tomorrow. So I won't have an updated one until tomorrow.
Okay. That should be fine because the client interview is tomorrow. And then... You can update this stuff and change it at any time, Carrie. That's why I was saying the app would be so important, because anytime when you go into the app, you go into account settings, and then there's a section that says business info. And anytime you want to make an update, it'll be right there on your phone. You can literally just punch it in or even take a picture of it. Where if it says upload photo, you can just snap a picture of it through the app. So it'll it'll make your life super easy.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, you could always update it. But I am kind of sitting here going, so I have this, the Google business profile that's already there with 133 reviews is under Faithful Gutters LLC. And I want to just use that. So I'm thinking I have the business name under Faithful Gutters and Roofing, but I'm thinking even for Google Guarantee, put it under Faithful Gutters. That way those reviews still show in the Google Guarantee category and not a different, a whole new Google Guarantee listing. So maybe just leave it all under Faithful Gutters LLC. And then you'll still be showing for the roofing keywords. People who look up roofing or in the Google Guarantee category too, you'll still be there. It'll just say Faithful Gutters LLC with your 133 reviews. So, somebody's...
I gotcha.
Thrown off because you don't have roofing in your name. It's you're still the highest reviewed person for this area, you know?
I gotcha. Yeah.
I think that's the best way to go. just my opinion.
Yeah.
But if you say, hey, you want to absolutely have it as Faithful Gutters and Roofing LLC, then, we'll do the whole name, address, phone number cleanup for you guys on that, and then we'll go swap it out without you losing your reviews. So you tell me. Yeah, I kind of like it how it is without messing with it, because you guys have already branded for however long under that, but that's just my opinion. If you're hey, we want to completely transition to where this is all under Faithful Gutters and Roofing LLC, then we could do that as well. This would be the time to do it, because we're going to get in there and facelift.
Yeah, he probably is going to want it to have and roofing, because he did not do roofing that long. Roofing has only been about 4 years.
Oh, wow.
So he's trying to dive more into roofing.
I don't blame him. Yeah, the profit margins are sweet with the roofing
contract. Yeah.
First guy I ever signed up was a roofing contractor 12 years ago. He's in DFW, like the Dallas-Fort Worth area of Texas.
Uh-huh.
And these guys are just rolling in it. It's ridiculous.
Mm.
Yeah. That area is
better. Yeah, we only do consistently. Yeah, we only do about, we do like 80% gutters, patio covers, siding, that type of stuff. And then the other 20% is roofing. So we're trying to bring that up some.
Okay, 80% gutters, patio covers, and what else?
Siding and screen rooms.
And 20% roofing. Okay, this is good for our keyword research. That'll help me a lot.
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay, do you guys do any commercial roofing, or do you have the capacity to do that?
We do not. We kind of have held out of that. Okay. We've done a little bit here and there, but it just wasn't as profitable for us because we had to sub it out to another company, not our regular subs, and it just wasn't really our thing right now. I mean, it might be something we'd go back into in the future.
Yeah.
That
should be fine. Well, if it's something you guys are open to, it'll be a lot easier to do now. It's just a matter of letting us know, and then we could swap out some keywords for you. You'll already have everything at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The website all matches up for... Oh, okay. They did change it here. So the website's faithfulgutters.com, but it does say Faithful Gutters and Roofing on the site. Okay. Good. This all matches up good. Okay, and I got an A quality score on your site, so your site's good. Shouldn't have any problems with that. We're perfect. Okay, so we're going to do the name update as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's already pushed through. And then notes are done. Okay, so you are good to go. Look out for our phone call tomorrow. I got you locked in for the client interview between 1 and 2. Fill out the application as best you can. If anything's missing, they'll address it during the interview process. And then also sign the subscription terms. That's really important because they won't start dispersing the funds for Facebook ads or Google local or Google – or not Google Guarantee. Yeah, just Google local and Google – or Facebook ads. Jesus. Without you signing off on it. Got me all tongue-tied here.
Okay.
Okay.
All
right, Carrie. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. You do still have me, so, again, if you have questions, comments, or concerns, do not hesitate to call. We want to make sure it's working for you guys. If you're not getting paid, we're not getting paid.
All righty. Sounds good.
All right. You have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 1.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.